This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. It's probably the only sanity you're going to find right now anywhere on the radio. Well, I shouldn't say anywhere. There are a couple of other great shows out there. A couple. Doesn't that say a couple? Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. Seriously. I mean, we want your email address. I send out an email about once a week. I let you know what's going on in the show. You know, what we're selling, what we're hawking, whatever terminologies you want to use. I don't really care. But, I mean, seriously, when you think about it, you know, the only way for you to get informed to find out who's coming on the show is to get some information. We got Rick Green coming on Wednesday. He's going to start being more of a regular on the show, if you would. I've got him coming on Wednesday because, you know, he's truly a constitutional expert. No way around it. No games to play. He's got it figured out. He's been at this forever. He's one of the founders of Patriot Academy. Look it up online. And you look at everything that's going on right now. This is not the first time we've been in this kind of situation, if you would. I mean, these Antifa people are nothing more than outside mercenaries. You got people dropping off pallets of bricks. Right? I mean, pallets of bricks for these kids to show. I mean, throw. They're getting paid in cash. You've seen flyers all around the place about, you know, this kind of thing. They're driving in from other states, other places. These are like grassroots protests. They're full-blown riots. And again, it's more than just a riot. These people are trying to stir up hate and nasties. And when Donna Brazil calls President Trump her president, and he needs to get up and do something, or get out there and do something, however she put it, it's suspect. Right? When Gloria Allred comes forward and says, I've got this woman right there, I change the station. Because I don't trust her that much. Real, for me, it's that easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I just love this stuff. Right? I mean, I'm getting emails from all of you about people being, you know, busting, things going on in the different cities, different areas. You know what? This is how the left plays. And I keep saying the same thing. Until you guys decide to truly, honestly push back, till you stop playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, you know, the gentleman's rules for fighting, till you actually start to fight, all right, it's not going to change. Look at the left. The left is so whacked when it comes to this kind of stuff. Think about this. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG. They were all more upset about President Trump walking to St. John's Church and holding up a Bible than they were about the church being lit on fire last night. That's just part of the, just part of a riot. Come on, let that sink in for a second. They weren't outraged. Even if they hate the man, they should have at least said, hey, why are you burning down churches? Right? I mean, seriously, what is that all about? I don't get it. And it shows you how a good friend of mine always says the same thing. Sam Malone out of Houston. He's a talk show host. He's been there forever. He calls them the godless left. This is proof. As this rolls out here, you're going to see it more and more and more. This is proof that is the godless left. When they don't care about the church being burned down, or they say that the church being burned is acceptable because these people are releasing their stress. Go light your own house on fire. Go light your uncle's house, your grandmother's house, whatever. Why do you destroy property that isn't yours? Watching a video about that somebody sent me. The protesters took control of a bridge in Dallas. The cops are just rounding them up. That's it. You're done. See, I would bring a big, like a dump truck or something. I don't know, someplace to get them all in. Right? And throw them in there. Be a heck of a ride, right? And now in California, you know, Governor Newsom and that whack job, Garcetti, who runs the city of Los Angeles, you guys voted him in. You deserve him. Right? They're looting and rioting stores now in a couple of busy areas of Los Angeles. This is great. Because he's, you know, let them burn off steam. Gotta let them burn off steam. And then the guy with the most amount of sense in all of this, he just came out, about 10 minutes ago, he came out with a tweet. He says, why are we looting? Why are we stealing? We're not animals. Dennis Rodman. Somebody check that. That can't be real. I'm just kidding. No, I mean, every lunatic has their moments of civility, if you would. Right? I mean, I watch, they're breaking into Microsoft stores, Apple stores, because I'm sure that'll send a message to somebody. I don't know. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Sonya Schmidt joins me right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers packing plants are closing, mile long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution, okay? Don't just be part of the conversation. Don't just get in the chat room, start talking about stuff, you know, and forgetting that there's an actual show going on, which is always cool, anyhow. All right, let me bring her on, because I really need her help working through this one, because I can't figure this out on my own. I need somebody smarter than I am. So I gave her a call, and she said, sure, I'll come on and make you look the fool. It's always easy. Anyway, Sonya Smith joins me, as she does from time to time. I want to get her on more often, but, you know, she's a very busy woman. So always appreciate when she comes on with me. Sonia, how you doing?
Howdy. My head is spinning. There's too much going on in America right now.
Wow. You know, but but listen, here's some of the things I've said and on the show tonight. And it is, when you look at the crowd, the most of the crowd, I do not believe for a minute that most of these riots, because they're not protests, most of these riots are being done by people in the neighborhood. Do you?
You're saying most of the riots are happening from people who live in those neighborhoods?
I'm saying most of those riots, people are coming in from outside the neighborhood to do the looting and the robbing, because I don't care what color you are or where you're from. You don't ruin your neighborhood like that when this goes on,
no,
right?
We've done that in the past, but I think that's because we didn't have transportation. No, I honestly think that this was so well coordinated, and it's been building for such a long time. I'm so happy that we have a president who has called it what it is, because we've known for a long time the involvement of Antifa and other groups and what this Black Lives Matter group is. So we now have a president who's saying, no, this is coordinated. They're not from these neighborhoods. This is a really bad scene, but it's been brewing for a really long time. And these aren't just black people. These aren't black people that are rioting. They're all different types of people.
Yep. Well, no, I look at this stuff and I say there's no way that this stuff rolled out in this short period of time, so coordinated. I'm sorry, I don't know who, you know, if you did this for a living, you couldn't coordinate it this well, this quickly. So there are other people feeding this and doing whatever. You know, you're seeing the pictures of pallet loads of bricks that have been left in strategic places for these rioters to pick up and start throwing around. And what a bunch of cowards. They got masks on.
Well, they don't want to get the COVID, don't you know? Well, I think it has more to do, and I knew that this was going to be, these masks are going to be a problem, and I'm a little conspiracy theorist, I guess, I don't know the name of it, but these masks are going to cause a problem because you can't see who people are, and I think that they're more inclined, because we started seeing that in Europe when they started protesting, they were wearing the masks, they were wearing the hoodies, and but now you have a free pass because of the COVID.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait till they open up the bank lobbies. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. What a mess. What a mess this is.
17 banks in Los Angeles, they were robbed. And we don't know who by who because they had masks on, okay?
So. You know, you said, you know, this is well coordinated, and they couldn't do it if they were doing it for a living. Well, I do think that there are groups who do this for a living. I'll never forget Obama's line about that army. That citizens' army, and he said they were going to be more well-funded than our own United States Army and well-coordinated. And that always haunted me. And a couple of people, I want to say Rahm Emanuel said it as well, but I do remember Obama saying it, and I always wondered, what is that? How is that going to look? Because he never says anything that's a throwaway. You know, I'm going to fundamentally transform America was not a throwaway line, and neither is well-funded citizen army. And so now we look at this in 2020, and go, like you said, the pallets were, and I try to go, okay, there's construction sites nearby, maybe, you know, maybe they just left a pallet, you know, they forgot one, they left it by Abercrombie and Fitch. But
well, you do what I do sometimes. I see this stuff start to come by, people send me all kinds of things, they go, okay, yeah, whatever, another conspiracy person, yeah, okay, I got it. But you want to try to work it through first before all the crap hits the fan. And it's too easy to jump on that bandwagon and go, yeah, okay, look at all those brick things and look what it means. Well, when you see it so many different cities in so many, you know, the same ways, then you've got to say something's up.
Something is up. And you know, they've been messing around with our common sense. I was talking to a guest on my show yesterday about how being a part of the left means you have to suspend all common sense. And as Richard Pryor would say, who are you going to believe, them or your lying eyes? So you really have to start using your common sense, putting these pieces together. Like you say, if you see it city after city after city, at least something's up. I think that's what was happening also with this pandemic. as people were starting, they were cooperative in the beginning, just like with the George Floyd case. Everyone wanted to do their best. Everyone cared. Everyone wanted to care about everybody else. So we were willing to do things that weren't constitutional, but we wanted our own safety, safety of our families, so on and so forth. But as things rolled on, things were not making sense, and they kept moving the goalposts. And at the same time, our economy is tanking. People are out of work. So I think that's the problem with this, is that it would be purely impossible for anybody to think that this is just spontaneous and these kids just, you know, happen to have Molotov cocktails around the house, you know. I like to play a game. I don't know if you remember that game. It's called 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. So you just name something or some movie or actor, and you've got 7 points, 7 chances to get back to Kevin Bacon. I like to play 3 degrees to the left. And I'm not saying they created these two situations, the George Floyd and the COVID virus, but they sure doggone know what to do with these crises when they fall into their lap. They are ready. They are well stocked. They are ready to go. As opposed to us, we have the National Guard. We have a police force, and we won't do anything, you know, up until, what is it, yesterday or so they started arresting these kids. Oh, and de Blasio, by the way, very, very pleased that his daughter, he's proud of her daughter, his daughter.
Oh, I know.
Arrested.
I
know. How sick is that?
So proud. She got arrested today.
So oh, wonderful. My gosh.
couldn't do a father's heart any better, right? I mean, these people are whack.
If that doesn't tell you about the left...
Nothing will. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Got a lot to talk about. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She's going nowhere. I've got a lock to the secret room. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Cities across the country are seeing new looting as nationwide demonstrations over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis continue to escalate out of control as President Trump vowed a tougher federal response.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military.
In New York City, hundreds of looters were seen breaking into downtown Manhattan businesses. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, some people were seen actively defying the curfew. In Washington, D.C., police fired flashbang shells and rubber bullets into a crowd of protesters outside Lafayette Square. Six states and 13 cities have now issued states of emergency, and the National Guard has activated 67,000 troops, surpassing the number of guardsmen during the 2005 Hurricane Katrina response. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring you right back on because I always enjoy. I don't get around that often. So when I get around, I got to have a lot of fun with her. Sonia Schmidt joins us, as she does from time to time. We don't live that far apart from her, but this is the only way I get to see her, anyhow. And so, Sonia, I always love having you on. I appreciate your time with me. And again, be safe. I mean,
I'll be safe.
People out there.
Well, there's crazy people all the time, and you just roll with it. It's so sad, though, that they are joy robbers. You know, I like to come on, and even on my show, I like to have fun, and I like to do a lighter side of the political topics of the day, and it's been real hard to be light and fun these days with all that's going on between this virus and the infighting, with even on our own side about what we should do according to this virus and when we should get out. And it's
I heard, was it Don Lemon? What's his name? I heard him or one of those guys saying today that, you know, think about all the racism that goes on in this world. The coronavirus attacks blacks more than it does anybody.
That's right.
It's like, what, a virus is racist?
Yes.
And then
yes.
This thing with the cop, you and I asked you a question because I really feel from the heart. He was just an evil cop. He was just a bad cop.
Right.
Well, do you think this had to be a race? They jump right down. This has to be racist. How about he's just an a-hole? How about he's just a bad cop?
That's the exact sentence that I used with my girlfriend. We were on a walk the other day, and I said, it's more likely that he's just an a-hole. How do you know what's in his heart? And you can't legislate racism. So the fact of the matter is the media uses racism. In fact, do you know the name of any cop that's hurt, killed, or stood on the necks of a white person? No. Does it happen? Yeah. But the media can use it, can use this situation, call it racism, and boom. Now you're playing 3 degrees to the left with this riot.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's great. And are you, technically, would you now be called an Auntie Tom? Is that the terminology?
Oh, yes. I've been called that, which I thought was pretty funny. I know they meant it to be disrespectful, yes. But it was pretty funny.
Well, the thing I always find it interesting with the left is if you're black or you're a woman or you're a lesbian or you're gay and you are in their corner, then you're wonderful. You're a wonderful person. We should support you. But if you're black, lesbian, gay, or whatever, and you're not in the corner, you are scum. You are brain dead. You have no clue, right?
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. But, you know, you mentioned that we live close to one another, and I don't know if you're aware that I live on the corner where all the shenanigans were going on.
Oh, no, I did not know that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, and to be honest, it put me in, it was my first trip out for the day, and I have been going out during this coronavirus.
Oh, no, quick, turn it in.
I'm a traitor.
Is there a phone number you can call?
Yeah. There was all these kids predominantly. I mean, I am in Valencia, okay, but was I supposed to say that? But anyway, they were predominantly young white kids. Yeah. And they're holding up signs of Black Lives Matter and, you know, and they're looking at me like I should be grateful for what they're doing.
Right.
And I'm like, how is this helping me? You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know that cop is a racist. And God forbid I walk up with a sign that said all lives matter. I would be pummeled.
Oh, they would tear you up one side and down the other.
This black life would not matter in the least to them.
I have a guy I deal with on social media, and I lock horns with him on a regular basis, and he has decided that he is going to champion the black cause. Now, you can't get any whiter than this guy if you go to Alaska and look for snow in a remote area. Do you know what I'm saying? That's how white he is. I would bet you a $100 bill that he doesn't have one black friend. Okay, friend. You might have an acquaintance, might have somebody he sees at work from time to time, but go out to, this is what I always love to say to these people. So you've been out to dinner, you've been out to intimate occasions and, you know, things that are close to the heart, you've been, and none of them have. None of them do.
No, but this is their opportunity. And I was trying to explain to another friend, white guilt does not and has not done anybody, particularly black people, any good. But can I tell you two really funny things, though, that have happened as a result of this? This whole riot thing to me personally and my family. One to me was that the kids on the corner with their sympathetic glares at me, you know, about the Black Lives Matter. And then my younger daughter, who also lives in this area, she says she was at Vons with her son, both black people, and an 80-year-old woman with an oxygen tank pulled her aside and said, "There's a Black Lives Matter rally going on." At 1 o'clock. She was like, this lady was so feeble, but my daughter, she's so kind. She says, thank you. And then she got an
Come on.
Text.
Your daughter needs to go, but I'm not black.
That's funny. That's a social construct.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, that would have been great.
She got this one. She says this is probably the most extreme case of white guilt. She got this text from a white friend, and she says, this friend says, "I love you. I love your soul. I love your heart. I love your smile. I love your baby. I love your mind. I love your future babies. I love your mom. I love your sister. I love your nieces. I love your nephews. I love your life."
She's looking for a date?
I know. My heart hurts so much. I wish I was there more than I can do. That kind of stuff. I know she's sincere, but me and my kids
now,
are
wait a
laughing
minute. Does this this person probably has beads for doorways. She's got incense going off in her house all the time with the sitar music in the background to keep her zen grounded.
The sad thing is the media and the way everything's been hyped for racism. People don't know how to react. You know, people are so geared towards guilt and fear. That's why this whole COVID thing played out the way it did. That's why this is playing out the way it does. And you get these sappy letters from probably very well-meaning people. But it's like, girlfriend, you don't have to do all that for me. You ain't got to love everybody in my family. I don't.
You know,
I certainly don't.
Are we close enough friends that if you came into a pile of money, you might share with me? Because right now, they're talking about Congress coming up with a $14 trillion reparation bill, okay? So they're willing to give 42 million black Americans $350,000 apiece. Now, I'm like 20 or 30% black. Do I get like 20 or 30% of $350,000? I'm just... I mean, I don't... I don't know.
So that's what a President Biden's administration or presidency would look like. Not that I think he has a snowball's chance, no, but that's what would happen.
Oh, God. I have so many black friends and black acquaintances, and funny, because we don't sit at the table going, oh, by the way, you know you're black. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Yeah. They do this, right? They put a denominator or a separation between. Do you have black friends? No, I have friends.
Right. Isn't that crazy? That's what it was like for me in Hollywood. My family's from the South, and I have to say I experienced more what I would call racism in Hollywood and sexism than any place else. I've told you many times I'm usually the only female and the only black person that they've ever had on this show. They don't hire you on a show unless it has a black character or it's a black show. My daughter's doing very well in Hollywood, but she has yet to work on a show that wasn't designated a black show. And
really?
There aren't that many. Yes, and there aren't that many of them. Can you think of three? I mean, I can't.
I can't out of the 70s, but I can't today. There were more black shows.
Yes, but on network, no. There's not that much work for writers. Especially if they're only going to hire black writers to work on black shows. So it's a very very discriminating place. And that's Hollywood, the people who tell us how to live.
I want you to think about something.
Down for the call.
Back in the 70s, and who was it, Norman Vincent Peale? Was he the guy that wrote all those sitcoms like All in the Family?
Norman Lear. Norman Lear.
Norman Lear, that's right. So he wrote All in the Family and what was it? Remember Room 222 and all of those shows?
The spinoff shows, The Jeffersons.
Yeah. I mean, a black family made good. Why? You mean there were no black families that were already doing well in the 70s?
No,
you had to... right?
But think of the genius, though, of Archie Bunker. And I know
that
wanted
great.
To make Archie the
great.
Fool,
yeah.
But he became America. People loved him.
Yep.
And to be honest, that was who my father was. My father was Archie. My mother was Edith. So it was very funny to see that lifestyle. But they thought that they were going to make fun of Archie, and that Meathead, gratefully so, was called Meathead, was supposed to be the smart one. And that, you know, I think they did it well. I think they did that show really well.
Well, I think the thing that was great about that was they showed it wasn't hateful as much as it was ignorance.
Wasn't hateful.
And ignorance can be fixed with education.
Yes.
Anyway, we got to go for a quick break because I got to make me some money, okay? Go with your host. Don't go far. A lot more. Best of the break. We'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Every time I hear this kind of music, I think of those, what they call those women of the 20s? Flappers? You know, they were on, is that what they were? Yeah. There you go, with that skin tight hat on and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Joe was in your house. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I don't make you crazy. And if you don't like the email thing, that's cool. Just, you can get a text alert. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. But let me bring her on. Sonia Schmidt joins me, and I have known Sonia for a long time. Yeah. Well, I had black hair, I think. I'm not sure.
Anyway. And I used to be white, so.
I think the first thing we really did together was that Michelle Obama thing. Do you have that video?
Oh,
that'd be
my
cool.
Gosh.
That'd be funny to show.
I think I do have that.
Was that,
I played Michelle Obama for that, but I also played Michelle Obama for Laura Ingraham's play. She did a live version of her book called The Obama Diaries. I don't know if you remember back that far, but she put that on its feet. And it was me and Laura and a guy who did a dead on Obama imitation.
I remember him.
Whole play together.
Oh, yeah.
He was so good, but you don't see him now, do you?
Oh, I think I'd like to.
Yeah, me too.
Rather than the other guy, the real guy, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Tell me about it.
All right, now you do a weekly show, so let's tell people how they can find your show. We're on the same network, actually.
So tell
people how you can find the show.
RangeBroadcasting.com. And you just click on my page. You can archive all my shows there. You can also go to my Facebook page, The Sonia Schmidt Show, and just like me and follow me, and you'll stay abreast of everything that I'm doing. Yeah, and I do a weekly show. It's live on Sunday, so you can join me in the chat room, which I love. But you can also then watch the show again, if you'd like, during the week if you go on the range as well.
Well, yeah, and again, we need more people. Look, you guys keep talking about supporting conservatives. Mm. How about you really support conservatives? And some of you are already doing it, so it's not aimed at you. But I love all these Facebook warriors that are like, yeah, we got your back. And then try to get you out to an event or online
to an event.
Right. I mean, you got to go to their house and drag them out, don't you? I mean, it's really tough for them to do anything. I don't understand that
because the left is so successful with entertainment. That's one of the ways they've gotten to be as big and powerful as they are. And you see how many people they got out to their quote-unquote protests. So if we, you know, we can give something and nobody will show up, it's really sad. But the Range has developed something. I don't know if you've talked about this at all on your show, but it's something called the Cost Club. And that's at thecostclub.com, where you can become a member for a minor amount of money, $10 a month, and you can buy products from there, the kind of products that you would normally be buying anyhow. And when you log on and buy something from your computer, you are helping the content providers on the range, like me, like Joe Messina, Joe Dan Gorman, David Harris Jr. There's a Pete Santilli. There's just some wonderful talent there. And we can't do this by ourselves, you know. It's just we can't do it without funding. And I'm not good at asking for money, so I'm glad they've developed
None of us are. We just want to do our job. We want to be able to get
to save America.
Bingo. And you can see why it needs to be saved. The other thing, too, though, people, you don't realize, is that, you know, guys like this, well, I'll bring up me for a minute. I'll take a minute on my show to talk about me. Anyway, we're on 60-plus stations across the country, okay? And that is not free to put on, but it's called terrestrial radio, and the only way a lot of people are going to get their messages across is by either being on specific channels like Range or over the airwaves, because we don't get, you know, you don't get censored over the airwaves, if you would, unless you use bad language or something like that. And then as far as Range broadcasting goes, a little surprise, we're working on something right now where we're almost guaranteed we won't be pulled down. Like you know, with YouTube, and in my case, YouTube, Vimeo, and a few others who actually pulled our videos.
Right.
We won't have to worry about that anymore. And we'll still be able to get the message across, right?
They've got to see how important that is, because when the left controls the message, what you hear and what you don't hear, they win. We already, you know good and well what they're doing on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter. Thank goodness we have a president that's calling them out and maybe do something about it. But can you imagine an America where you are completely censored? So it's important to support the people who you like to watch and listen to.
And some of our buddies are having a problem with him, what he's saying. I'm not at all, because he's calling for equality in broadcasting.
That's all he's saying is, if you're going to censor one, you know, you can't do that, first of all, because that's not what the platform is, if you're going to say that this is for all people to post. So it'll be an interesting fight, but thank goodness we have a fighter in our corner.
Yeah, no.
But and at the same time, we're, you know, ferociously trying to develop something where we can compete with those YouTubes and other social media links. So I know it's hard to tear yourself away from the ones that you've always used, you're used to using.
Right.
But we really do have to start weaning ourselves off of that. I'm not sure how many of my Facebook friends have followed me over to the range. And I think in the beginning there was a membership fee, and they were like, well, I don't want to pay for her, but I like her, but you can watch the shows for free, folks. So start supporting and following and really putting your support behind conservative media.
Well, they've stopped complaining. I used to tell people all the time that the bottom line with it was, you know, they'd say, well, you have too many commercials. I go, all right, send me a check.
There's one way to fix that.
Just send me a check. Send me a good check, and we don't need as many commercials. But people don't realize it takes money to put these shows on. We just replaced a bunch of equipment. you know?
Oh, my gosh, the equipment. That's why, you know.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't hear my washer and dryer in the background. I mean, that's... I think there's my
the
studio
flag is
for you.
Blocking the sound, but
and I tell you what, with all the viewers that I have on the show, which are many since I've moved to the range, if I got a buck from all of them, if I got a buck from half of them every month, I could do this full time.
Yeah.
But so those, you know, that's the inside baseball sausage making of what we do. But
people need to understand that we don't laugh at a $2 donation. I mean, anything you give shows us that you care about us.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Do you agree with that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree with that, and I know that we have a lot of different, because everybody's asking for those funds. Everybody is, but it's like anything else. When you give to charity or your church, you tithe, your whatever, you pick and choose which ones you want to do. So it's your choice, but I prefer you send it to me. That's all I'm saying. That's
well,
all I'm
look,
talking about.
I mean, that's the other thing, too, I was going to bring up. We haven't got a whole bunch of time, but I would say the same thing. It's like, you as a black female could show up at one of these events, even with a couple of your friends, and sit down, and because you're not on their page, they would give you a ration of garbage. And I think that keeps a lot of people, I don't care whether you're black, white, Irish, whatever, but it would keep a lot of people from going out there and pushing back. And what I find really asinine is when a white person tells you, you don't know what you're talking about. I always find that
hilarious.
Are you
talking about Joe Biden again? Are we on that subject? Because... when you say asinine, white person, I just naturally go there, and he just informed me that I ain't black, so.
Well, I got to tell you something. He was right. I'm not black. I ain't voting for him.
That's right.
So he hit that right on the head.
Oh, my gosh. How condescending.
It is, but don't you think, so? We haven't talked since that comment, but don't you think that that is... you know, my joke has always been the Dems haven't changed. This has all been sitting under the surface. And now it's starting to bubble up, right? And mm-hmm. Joe's comment to me is exactly how the Democrat Party feels about the black community. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And the woman I have on my show this week, she calls herself the hood conservative. She and I are both from the inner city, the hood. And she pointed out that even earlier, before he even made that comment, which was at the end of the interview with Charlamagne, the interviewer of the Breakfast Club, where he was being interviewed, he was condescending throughout the whole thing. He was acting put out and like he didn't have to answer any questions. It was just a given that, you know, that the black vote was his. And so it was ugly from Jump Street. The whole interview was bad. And he was just spiraling. Poor Joe Biden was spiraling. And he was digging that hole. He just didn't put down the shovel. And then, boom, he hit it with, you ain't black. And then he had to apologize for it. And then he blamed Charlemagne the following day for being a wise guy and said, well, I shouldn't have, you know, responded in kind. But he's just a mess.
Yeah, but wait a minute. He didn't just respond. Listen, he did the whole black southern twang.
Ain't black. He didn't say, you're not black. He could have said, you're not black. I still would have been offended, but not as much as you ain't black. It's like Hillary. I ain't no ways tired.
Who is
I don't
he?
Have any relatives that talk like that.
And they don't see it. They don't see it.
They're not
self. We're the racist.
Yeah, but they're not ready to understand that they are. You know, that's and I'm looking again. I'm sure those kids in my corner meant well, but to see those signs, it felt so condescending. I don't need you to fight my fight. I need you to be good citizens and not mess up my world so I can thrive in it. I don't need you to hold up signs in my.
And we don't have enough time to beat this up, but I'd love to talk this about to you more. Is that? You know, Van Jones came out and said, look, the problem is that the Hillary Clinton liberals don't see color, and that's dangerous. And I'm very confused by that comment because I want to treat you as a human, not as a black human. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anyhow, all right, they see you every week. They can find you at Range Broadcasting. God bless, lady. Be safe, and we'll have you back on soon,
thank
I promise.
You too. Bye-bye.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And listen, guys, be careful, be safe. Don't be stupid. Leave that up to me. We'll see you back here tomorrow.